there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with updates from Down Under. And a soccer fan who made a Hitler salute during an Australian soccer match has been banned for life. The incident took place during the Australia Cup final on Saturday, which was caught on camera showing the culprit amongst a group making Nazi signs and singing far-right Croatian songs. This has been confirmed by the Australian football's governing body, adding that the organisation stands firm in its condemnation and zero tolerance for such behaviour. It has also confirmed that thorough investigations are continuing to identify other individuals involved. Eight people were also removed during the match for unruly behaviour, and spectators were also identified for shouting over an Indigenous welcoming ceremony, which acknowledged Indigenous people's link to the land. As the war continues in Ukraine, Jewish communities there are witnessing many contrasts on how the conflict has impacted on and influences their way of life, some of which includes an encouraging large number of Jews having celebrated Rosh Hashanah in Oman to the only functioning synagogue in Lviv, which still distributes thousands of food parcels to assist both Jewish and non-Jewish communities. Elsewhere in the capital, Kiev, which before the war was home to a large and prosperous Jewish community, numbers have since dwindled, affecting attendance in the historic Brodsky Synagogue and many of the city's other synagogues. On the other hand, an event held 2 days after Rosh Hashanah brought together Ukraine's communities with its Jewish population. Held at Bibin Yar, where 30,000 Jews were murdered there 81 years ago, its focus was on Jewish persecution at that time compared to what is now being experienced in Ukraine. Religious leaders representing different faiths, along with Jewish leadership in attendance, noted an increased sense of connection between the people of Ukraine and the Jewish people, with a belief that reconciliation is possible. Moving on to news from Canada now, and for the first time in the history of the province of Quebec, two Jewish women will become members of its National Assembly, but will find themselves facing each other. Elizabeth Price of the Liberal Party of Quebec and Pascal Derry of the Coalition Avenir Quebec were expected to win during a contest involving five major parties. Price took 51% of the party vote, more than 7,000 votes ahead of her nearest challenger, Bonnie Feigenbaum, of the Conservative Party of Quebec, whilst Derry captured 52% of the vote, well ahead of the second-placed Parti Québécois candidate. With Derry yet to respond to her appointment, Price has pledged to stand for a confident, inclusive Quebec within a united Canada, a stance welcomed by the Centre for Israel and Jewish Affairs, who has indicated their readiness to liaise with her to help the Jewish community flourish in Quebec. Ted Deutsch is the new CEO of the American Jewish Committee, AJC, the leading global Jewish advocacy organization. He succeeds David Harris, who served as CEO for more than 32 years. Deutsch, who regards himself as a fiercely proud Jew, has vowed that the AJC will continue to build a brighter Jewish future, which will unite against all sources of anti-Semitism, create more opportunities for Israel, and serve the interests of all Jewish communities in the United States and abroad. Deutsch is also passionate about peaceful coexistence in the Middle East in light of the historic Abraham Accords, confronting anti-Semitism in whatever form, overseeing the progress of young Jews and uniting the Jewish community together with other ethnic and faith groups whilst strengthening democracy. And following the celebration of Yom Kippur, like other events, there are bound to be human shortfalls, as paramedics attended to 2,741 people countrywide, of which 1,920 were hospitalized, 268 fainted owing to dehydration or fell ill because of the fast. 24 other people were injured in accidents, and another 285 people were injured and required treatment following injuries on bicycles, rollerblades, scooters, and skateboards. 37 people were also reported injured in violent incidents across Israel. United Hatzalah volunteers treated more than 2,500 people across Israel for a variety of medical emergencies, with one group spending the entire holiday at the Great Synagogue in Jerusalem, responding to medical emergencies within that area. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.